Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 19th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, we are still waiting to learn the results of the police investigation into the death of Prince. Although I happened to pick up the June 18, 2016, yesterday's New York Times, and found a story illustrated with a photo from 20 years ago, a story on the management of Prince's entertainment assets, implying that it is these managers illustrated in the photo, or shown in the photo, who will be creating the value of these assets. Obviously, they were making a case for their right to lay claim to them as to the ownership of his estate. They are silent. And who decided what was to be done with his body, by the way? We're going to ask that in a second. Again, we are told that he left no will. Prince, a man who resented and resisted being made use of, a man who cared very much about who exploited his work, who knew, I am certain, he was in power's crosshairs, is suddenly unconcerned about the threat of the biggest ripoff of him possible, save the theft of his peace, health, full creativeness, and life. We're expected to believe that he told his lawyer, who he'd met with that week, by the way, told his lawyer nothing about what he wanted done with his life's work, born of blood and love in equal, almost equal measure. The arrogance of the power guys is such that they no longer care whether we believe their lies or not. Those who love him and those who believe truth in all things is our due and non-negotiable must continue to press for full disclosure. This means to continue to press for answers to the questions we raised in our June 5th, 2016 show. With the words, 6 weeks to lie, but truth comes quick. Power guys lied. They killed Prince. With a couple more, why was he meeting with his lawyer only days before he was killed? Where is his body? When was the funeral? Granted, I only get my news from the New York Times, but you'd think even it would have mentioned it. What did the police estimate the time of death to be? What else did the autopsy show than what we were told? What was the specific version of the drug they say was found in him? How much of this version do they say was found in him? The man whose father dispenses this drug, who was in the elevator with Prince, did he have this version of the drug on him? Why was this man in the elevator with Prince before emergency folk? What was the specific time that he first entered the elevator with Prince? Given the police estimate of time of death, how much time elapsed between these two events, the estimated time of Prince's death and this man entering the elevator with him? And which happened first? If we allow the power guys to get away with this murder, the killing and torturing of others deemed unneeded or inconvenient or a bad influence on the youth who we require to be obedient will continue. And in this moment, there's absolutely no need to give in to them. We have the internet. We have instantaneous communication. We can not just resist. We can win for everyone our freedom.